This is DeHogan Anticoke, and you're listening to Pro Lacrosse Talk.
Right off the bat, there's Lyle Thompson.
Courier, bogging it.
Kylie O'Miller showing off those shifty skills.
Driver driving hard down the alley, and he scores.
What a goal from Josh Bird.
Kayla Trainer
swoops and scores.
You're kidding me.
By Dylan Ward.
Gets topside, wrap, oh, scores!
Welcome to Pro Lacrosse Talk, your go-to podcast for interviews with professional players, coaches, and executives, as well as the latest news and analysis from all three professional lacrosse leagues. Now, here's your host, Hutton Jackson.
Today on Pro Lacrosse Talk, I'm lucky to be joined by DeHogan Anticoke, four with the Buffalo Bandits in the NLL, an attacker with the Chaos Lacrosse Club in the PLL. We're recording this following a dominant win against the Georgia Swarm. You recorded 5 points in the win. DeHoga, how's it going today?
Living the dream every day, baby. Happy to be here.
No, I like that. And you guys locked up the top seed in that win. You know, you got a game coming up against Toronto in a week. You know, that's going to kind of wrap up the regular season, but you know what your kind of playoff fate is other than knowing who you guys are going to play. But talk about just this big win against Georgia and kind of wrapping up the season before heading into the playoffs.
It was a big win for us as a team. We needed it. We were 0-2 in our last game. In our last three games there, so we needed a comeback win, and we wanted to make a statement that we won to get first place. We didn't have no one lose to become first. It was more of a let's go assert our dominance right now and become first right now, so we can lock up Bandit Land for throughout playoffs, and that's huge.
Yeah, no, and you guys certainly did lock that up. And I know you've talked about in the past about playing in the NLL has been a dream come true for you. You were drafted number 3 overall in the past draft by Buffalo. Taking back to draft day and hearing your name called by Buffalo.
I couldn't have wrote it any better or still being written, but I was surrounded by the closest people that I love, my mom and my brother and my nephews, nieces. And then I just kind of soaked it all in, got to sit there and just waiting for my name to be called. And that was an amazing memory. And I'm probably going to be one of my top memories being drafted here to Buffalo. And especially like the history I have throughout Buffalo and growing up a Bandit fan, coming to games, being a ball boy when I was younger, like dream come true. Is like since I was little wanting to play in the NLL and being in the locker room, being in the hallways, watching everybody's day to day, it's just kind of it's everything I dreamed of. I pictured everything. I've seen it as a kid, and every day someone says what's up, it's living the dream every day, getting better every day I can, and just living the dream.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And you get to play for a legendary Bandits player, arguably the greatest NLL player of all time, John Tavares. Talk about being coached by John, and what has kind of been, you know, some of the pointers that he's given to you when he welcomed you into the team.
JT is a legend. JT, I got his jersey hanging up in my room right now, and it's a large, but I had it since I was 10 years old. So it still fits. That's another dream come true. You couldn't write a better coach to even welcome me in, to trust me, to believe in my talents and to believe in who I am. And, I got the opportunity to play for him in Six Nations for the Chiefs and even watched like highlights of him back then watching his game. And, like my brother who's 10 years older than me, who taught me how to play, watched and grew up watching JT play. So he kind of like tried to teach me everything he could about his game. And it's just awesome coming in to play for him. And then he's like, just play your game, trust yourself. And he believes in me, and that goes a long way when it's coming from the GOAT. Like, that's just, you get to go out every day to literally live the dream and play lacrosse how you've been playing your whole life.
You know, absolutely. And you've been doing pretty well. You just hit the 50-point mark as a rookie last weekend. Pretty impressive stuff. How have you developed so much chemistry, though, with your fellow Bandits teammates?
It's crazy because, like, all these guys, I've somewhat known them before or definitely watched like the offensive guys playing the PLL the last 3 years. And I'm a teammate where I like to like play off the tendencies of my teammates. And so I study their game a lot, just watching, and I see the small different tendencies that everybody does on the offense. So I thought I was able to just come in and kind of find my role and still trying to find it. And every day just going and playing together. And that's what's scary about our offense is that's all we want to do. We just want to get better every weekend. And we believe every weekend we can get better. And it's been an easy transition for the most part. Like, everybody's everything I expected, and the team is just falling into the right spot as we get into the playoffs here.
No, absolutely. You guys are electric to watch out on the floor. And you actually get to play with some of these guys in the PLL this summer on the Chaos. Talk about getting the call from Coach Andy Towers and your excitement in playing for the Chaos and a lot of your fellow Bandits teammates this summer.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was we were packing to get on the bus to drive up to Albany for a game in Albany. And when he told me, I just like kind of was like, wow, it just happened. And I didn't even know what I packed for the game. It was like, do I have everything getting on the bus? And, but like, it was pretty cool to get a call and then literally just walk out my door and tell Chris and tell Josh and tell Fraze, like, yo, we're teammates on two teams now. And they're just like, wow, congrats. Like, that's awesome. And it's another crazy thing that I watched them play the last 3 years and kind of see what Andy did without the team and how the style kind of got to where it's at now. And that's just another way of lacrosse that I grew up playing. Mm-hmm. They're like, just have fun, go do what you got to do. Two men up and down the field. And I can't wait. It's going to be a fun summer for sure.
No, absolutely. And I mentioned you get to play with a lot of fellow Bandits players, but is there anybody else that you're looking forward to playing with on the Chaos or even facing in the PLL this summer?
I just can't wait to get there. It's been a long time coming, and I'm happy to be there, and I just can't wait. I'm excited for the future of the game. It's just getting bigger every year, and that's what I want the game to grow. Like, every year, grow, get better. And I'm excited what Paul and Mike did over there with the PLL, and I'm excited to finally get into it and get things rolling.
We're looking forward to seeing you out on the field. We still get to watch you on the floor for a couple more weeks, and you're hoping that it extends into the playoffs as you guys prepare for that after Toronto this next week. In addition to playing in the NLL and eventually the PLL, you also play for the Iroquois Nationals internationally. Talk about getting to represent, you know, the Indigenous people and playing your guys' sport on such a national stage.
It's amazing. I love the game of lacrosse because of the history that it brings, the culture that it really is. And I'm excited for the future of the game based off of that. We're going to get recognized, hopefully, for the Olympics there. Mm. And I think once the game is at a world stage like that, that we can start, well, we should start now, like sharing the history and making sure everybody in the game knows the history of the game, knows where it comes from, where it came from, the history, the ancestors that played us before it. Like, I think once the game is shown and broadcasted in that way, that I don't think there's any limits of what the game can do and grow at a world level. Like, I love seeing B-Laxer's blog posting all the people playing all over the world. That's the stuff that fires me up. Like, seeing that the game grow, just not just in the States, but worldwide. And I think that's going to be huge for our game. And I think that allowing us to get into the Olympics is going to be a big, big jump in for the game. And I really hope that we're allowed to play.
Yeah, no, and it's been great to see, you know, the support of you guys getting into the World Games in Birmingham for, you know, making sure that you guys are able to play, because the sport's nothing without your people. And I don't think anyone would want to play if, you know, the Iroquois weren't invited to play in the Olympics. So definitely hope that everything goes according to plan with that. And not only have you been helping share the history of the game, you've also been a big proponent of the Every Child Matters movement, which is bringing light issues, some atrocities that were committed towards the Indigenous people. Talk a little bit about that cause and how much it means to you and how you think someone like me or other fans can kind of get involved and help spread the message.
I don't know. The way I think about it is, if I was born 100 years earlier, however many years earlier, that could have been me. Mm-hmm. Like, you take it in a point of, I'm a Native American, I'm Mohawk, I'm from Six Nations Reserve in Ontario. That's, I know people that were in the school, that survived the school, and you just kind of think about it, like, what if, let's not let that go in history, just forgotten about. Like, mm-hmm. all those kids deserve to live on. There is no reason for all of us to, well, I don't even know the numbers at, like, was it 10 plus thousand now? Mm-hmm. And only half the, not even a quarter of the schools have been searched. Like, you think of, break it down to numbers, like, that's a lot of my ancestors. That's a lot of our people. And I think about, like, my res that I grew up on is less than 1 or 2% of what we were promised in the treaty. Like, that's just how much that we've been, like, forgotten about, or whatever you would call it, distreated. Like, I don't like to think that we're small, but we're not nearly as what we could have been and what we mm-hmm. should have been. And I think that we have to do a good job at remembering those and not letting that just fall in the past. We gotta learn, we gotta grow from that. And in the lacrosse world, like, the game is given to us by our creator mm-hmm. as a gift of medicine. And those kids were basically cut of the every other medicine that there was. It was the motto, kill the Indian, save the boy, by cutting off our hair, not like beating us if we're not speaking English, like things like that. It's just not right. And mm-hmm. I don't think that should be forgotten and should be overlooked. And I think there's a lot of right things going on out there, and I want to get more involved in stuff like that. Like, right now I just kind of talk about it, mm-hmm. but I want to make sure that I get out there when I get the opportunity to share and to do what I can to not let it go unspoken.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think talking about it's a big first step, because, you know, I don't think it's something that I would have been aware of had I not been connected to the lacrosse space. And I think the lacrosse community is kind of being able to, you know, share this with other people. And I think that's big. You know, it's not going to undo the wrongs that were committed, but it will hopefully maybe provide some healing and help us to identify better with, you know, Native issues that, you know, weren't at my attention. So yeah, I definitely appreciate what you're doing for the movement, and hope more people kind of learn, you know, the history and help future generations, you know, going forward. But I certainly appreciate you sharing the message and speaking on it, you know, during you guys' games and stuff like that. I think it's big. Moving on to a little bit less serious stuff, you know, hate to have a transition like this, but want to go to the 5 and 5 segment, where I'll talk to you about 5 lacrosse questions and 5 off the field questions. And the first one I like to ask is, what are some pregame routines or superstitions that you have?
Superstitions? I don't really think of them as superstitions. It's just kind of a routine mm-hmm. and just something you kind of fall into to just get your mind right and do everything you do. So, like, my day is pretty basic. We got morning shoot around, so we get up, get to the rink pretty early, get our breakfast in, do film, shoot around for an hour, get lunch, and then we either home games, we go to cryo, freeze our bodies, get our bodies right for game, come home, nap, get our nap in, and then get to the rink about 2.5 hours early, and everybody's got their own little thing, but I don't know. I just kind of get there, shower, braid my hair, get my contacts in, and kind of retape my stick. Just kind of do what I'm doing now. Just kind of sit here, visualize what I'm going to do with it later. Mm-hmm. And I'm not one to go out and get early shots. If I go out and get an early shot, it's something I'm working on, a different shot. That's just something, but, like, most of the time I'm dialed from shoot around. Mm-hmm. So if I do go, it's literally go out, shoot once, hit where I need to hit, and then go back in. And then from there, I just make sure I all taped up, do what I got to do. And then get ready for warm-ups about hour, 25 minutes before game time. And then we go out. And then right from there, it's just all game time, game ready to go, and go and execute what our offensive plan is and our game plan for that game.
Awesome. And, you know, you have your stick with you. What's your current stick set up? Talk a little bit about your stringing, your head and shaft. What are you rocking these days?
Well, it's crazy how I switched over this year. Like, I was using the Gate Icon. I kind of had it strung up for field, just messing around with in the summers where I had. Mm-hmm. And used the same setup in Lake Placid. And then kind of just didn't really have a box stick ready to go for last summer for the Chiefs. And just kind of went into the summer with it. And then it's a little bit different than I normally like it. I like it a little bit smoother. That one had a little bit more pull to it. But every one of my sticks, I like it to, I just need it to know when the ball's coming out. So mm-hmm. there's just a little lip there. But before our Rochester game in Rochester, I had a couple of heads getting dyed up by Hershey Lax. And this armor mesh, the guy who makes this mesh, sent him this stick. Or he dyed the stick up, Hershey dyed. Mm-hmm. Of one mind, native saying to me, we play, we are of one mind, every child matter with the heart and the other. Mm-hmm. And then he just strung this up for me and shoot around that one morning. I went toss around. I said, if there's a couple shooters in here, I could use it. And then Dane and nobody thought I would use it. And I used it that whole shoot around, and then like last 5 minutes of it, I went to my other stick and I didn't like my other stick anymore. So I was like, I got to use this.
That's awesome. And
then I just never looked back since. I actually just got a replica of this back. Another one I got no shooters in my room, but I'm ready to get that one dialed in and have two identical twigs to roll in the playoffs with.
That's awesome. I'm actually pretty good friends with Matt with Hershey Lax Dyes, so always like when I see his work or whatever, and he always does great stuff. So that's cool with the armor mesh. I've never really seen that used too often, so it's kind of cool to check out.
It's just super soft.
Okay.
Like if this was made of like a pillowcase, you could like sleep on it.
awesome.
But I like how smooth it comes out, and it's like there's something with it when you cradle it. Grips the ball a little bit better. It's just a lot more feel to it. And mm-hmm. I'm a big person on feeling, knowing where the ball is in my stick and knowing what I can do with the ball when it's where and when it's in my stick.
Mm-hmm.
But the shaft, I go by the lightest thing that I can find.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real shaft preference. Just a light. I tape my whole stick anyways. I broke two shafts last game. So this is just the next one up right here, String King. I normally go with a big knob. I like, mm-hmm. I need to keep my hand there, but I tape the whole thing with trainer's tape anyways, Johnson & Johnson, and some awesome baby powder. And then I normally keep a hair tie on it. I keep a hair tie on it. And I think a lot when I'm playing the game, so I like to move my, like, depending where I want and depending what I'm going to do. Like, you know, you pull your hand a little bit lower when you're going to do a low to high,
mm-hmm.
or a little bit higher if you're going to push it somewhere. So I kind of just keep that there, and just something to think about when I'm playing. And I don't know, I just got used to that the last 2 years now, I guess.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Because I know I used to tape up the bottom of my stick where I wanted my hand, you know, when I was shooting. But the hair tie, you can kind of move around depending on, you know,
the same thing,
where you want it to go. Yeah, cool. Number three, what has been your favorite venue to play lacrosse in? I think I might know this one, but, you know, I want to hear you say it anyway.
It's Bandit Land. You can't beat it. Let's go. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about Bandit Land. It's a special place to run out. And then hearing my name first coming out the tunnel, it's every game is just all over again. Like, it's the first time, and it's unbelievable. the fans are unreal. I don't know. I love it. You can't beat it.
Yeah, no, definitely some of the best fans in the NLL, and I'm sure that playoff game is going to be rocking come playoff time for sure. Number four, who's been a mentor kind of to you in your rookie season, whether that's a teammate, coach, or even someone, you know, outside of the team as well?
I wouldn't say that there's even just one. I think everybody on the team, we're all growing up, so we can all talk about our game, and we all just get better every practice, and we all think about what could work, and we're all really good at adapting mid-game to something that may not be working or something that is working. But I'm playing with the offensive guys that I play with right now. It's crazy. It's anybody can go off for Dane, like 15 or 20 points, whatever that guy puts up. But like playing with Dane's a special guy. And I always tell Dane, smile, Dane. When he's smiling, we're all having fun. It's a crazy team to be on, because I think the best thing about our team is we're going to get better, and we're going to do everything we need to do throughout the week to get better. Like, we're a group of eight of us that go to the gym every morning, get better. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's nothing better.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And number five, if they made an NLL video game, who do you say deserves to be on the cover?
John Tavares.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Yeah. That's a common answer too.
But like, I don't know, like all time Johnny T, but like every other year, somebody else on the Bandits.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Dane to start, right?
Yeah, Dane probably could be on the last few.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last many.
Absolutely. And then moving on to the off the field questions. Who's a player in another sport that you enjoy watching?
I have a few. I like the mindsets of a lot of people. Old Conor McGregor, I guess. When he was like younger. Kobe Bryant, rest in peace. He was a mama mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's probably my favorite player, and I would take him over LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
I would. That's my one right there, Jordan.
Yeah, I agree. And I know I was talking to Kyle Jackson last week, and the guys you mentioned, like having that killer instinct, you know, kind of like, you know, Kobe Bryant, like he wanted to beat you, and he wanted you to know that he was beating you, kind of. Yeah. So same with Michael Jordan and Conor McGregor as well. But I think that's those are some three good answers. Number two, what are some hobbies or activities you enjoy doing when you're not playing lacrosse?
I like to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, really. I like going to the movies. I like bowling.
Mm-hmm.
I like a good steak somewhere. Like long walks on the beach.
Yeah, there you go.
there's a lot of things. A lot of time to, I don't know.
You mentioned long walks on the beach. Is that your favorite spot to vacation, the beach, or where do you like to vacation?
Living in Florida 3 years at IMG, I like the beach, obviously, but you can never go wrong with like a mountain hike or a,
mm-hmm.
like I've only been skiing once, but it was pretty fun to do out in Colorado. Went down a Black Diamond my first time.
Oh wow.
it's very similar to skating, so mm-hmm. I played hockey a few years growing up.
Awesome. And then you mentioned a nice steak. What's your favorite meal? I'm curious if it's that. And then do you like to dine out or cook at home?
Oh, I wish I could cook at home. I try to. I make a nice breakfast, but that's about it. I make nice steak actually on the grill. But my go-to every birthday, I want lasagna and mashed potatoes.
Nice.
Yeah, that's like my birthday meal. But never go wrong with a nice ribeye and some loaded mashed potatoes.
No, absolutely. That sounds delicious. And then my final one, you mentioned you like movies. We like to ask, what's a book, TV show, movie, even maybe a podcast that you enjoy binging right now?
Ooh, right now. I don't know. I like shows on Netflix. I I really only watch Netflix and turn on a show or a movie, but Marvel, you never go wrong with a Marvel movie. Yeah. And most people would never guess my favorite Marvel movie. And I don't think nobody will. So I'm going to keep that a mystery. But there is a
Marvel. You know, mystery. Oh, I love Marvel. So yeah, definitely a big fan of that. What do you think of the new Thor trailer that just came out?
I actually haven't seen that yet. I haven't been much into the movie lately, but I want to take a look.
It dropped a few days ago, or maybe it was yesterday. It seems like it was a couple days ago now, but yeah, it was pretty good. I'm looking forward to, I love whatever Marvel cranks out, so I'm a big Marvel fan as well. That wraps up our 5 and 5. My final question I like to ask before we end the interview is, what is some advice that you have for a young player looking to one day play lacrosse professionally?
Believe in yourself and get better every day. My favorite thing I like to say is be you, be great. That's all you can do is be yourself and be as great as you can be every day. And that's something I say a lot to everybody is be you, be great. That's just a little motto I like to remind myself is I got to be myself and I'm the only one that can do what I got to do to be where I want to be.
No, I think that's awesome. Be you, be great. I love that. Well, I certainly appreciate you hopping on, Dehoga. Best of luck this upcoming weekend against the Rock and in the playoffs with the Bandits and the Chaos this summer.
Awesome. I can't wait.